Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Randy and Jamie in our 10-minute morning show. Thank you for listening today. The big question on our radio show this morning was, if you could have any country star to perform at your backyard Labor Day barbecue, who would it be?
This is a hard question. You can just pick one, right? I'll go with one. I'm going Blake Shelton. Because he likes to drink. He likes to party. I think he would have a good time.
I have so many that I think would be. And another thing about Blake Shelton, he would fit in any crowd.
Yeah. He can get along with anyone.
He just blends in. He's one of those guys you feel like, oh, I've known him my whole life.
I would also like Luke Bryan, but he needs to bring his wife Caroline so we can talk. Because I feel like her and I could be best friends.
Isn't that...
Really, she's so funny.
It's so funny. There have been artists like that through the years that you get along with their spouse better than you do them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. Yeah, I think George Strait would be cool to have play your backyard picnic.
He would just be kind of like in the corner, though, just chilling, playing his guitar. I don't think he would interact with anyone.
I don't know. See, I think he probably would more than we would think. Yeah, but Blake Shelton would be cool. I would probably want to have all my guitar heroes, so I'd have a hard time picking, like, Keith Urban or...
Brad Paisley. They're jamming out there on your deck. Just rocking out.
I wish, I know it's the podcast, but I wish you could see the, not just the sound, but the air guitar that Jamie was just playing. Anyway, we had interesting callers. One lady said she wanted Jewel to play, and I don't know if it's really a country singer. She tried to justify it by saying, well, she was married to the bull rider, Ty Murray.
No, she had a country album come out. It was a long time ago.
No, that's true.
But Jewel kind of seems boring. She would just sit there and will save your soul.
She came to the radio station years ago and she was playing in our music lounge for some listeners, and somebody requested this particular song. She said, I'd like to sing that, but I don't know how to play it. And so I said, I bet Randy could play it. But he handed me the guitar and I got to accompany her singing this song. And there's this picture of me playing the guitar and like looking into Jewel's eyes. And it's just like, well, that's creepy.
Yeah.
It looks like I've just like serious man crush, which I kind of did at the time. I'll admit it.
Yeah. She used to be homeless. Did you know that? She used to live out of her car.
I know the story.
For like a year.
Her life story is pretty amazing.
It's pretty rough.
It really is.
Did the other guy say he wanted?
He wanted Darius Rucker.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big Darius fan because he thought he could have all the country Darius and the hoodie Darius.
Uh-huh.
So he'd cover everybody at his backyard party.
He would be fun as heck, Darius.
Yep, that would be fun. Speaking of George Strait, we mentioned George just a minute ago. You can go to KJ97.com, Randy and Jamie page, and see this full story. But WhiskeyRiff.com did a voting tournament for their fans to vote for their favorite George Strait song.
Ooh.
And what they did, you basically got to vote on which of his 60 number one hits, along with four other classics, to truly figure out which is the number one.
Uh-huh.
And what they did, they divided George Strait songs into four different eras. 1982 to 1988, the winner there was Amarillo by Morning.
Good song.
1989 to 1993, Love Without End, Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Written by a San Antonio guy.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Barker.
Yeah.
1994 to 1999 was I Can Still Make Cheyenne. And 2000 to 2013 was Troubadour. All right. So between those four songs, it came down to Amarillo by Morning and Troubadour.
Oh, I know what wins.
Well, Here's the irony in that. Those two songs never were number one hits.
Amarillo by Morning?
It was not a number one hit.
Shut up.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
But it did win. Amarillo by Morning from 1983, the most popular George Strait song.
That song just stands the test of time, doesn't it?
Did you know it was a cover?
No.
It was originally recorded by Terry Stafford in 1973.
Wow. And he picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Way to go, George.
Way to go, George. George made it the hit.
I knew Troubadour wasn't number one. That wasn't one of my favorites, but...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My favorite, though, probably didn't go number one, but it's Easy Come, Easy Go.
My favorite was never a radio single.
What was it?
It's a song called Why Can't I Leave Her Alone?
Do I know that one?
No.
What album?
Most people don't
know
it. That was on. Oh, shoot.
One of the early ones?
No. It wasn't early. It'd
90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, maybe. A bunch of hits off that album, but that I'm blank on it. Blank on it. Anyway,
it's a good song.
Look up the song and you'll see what I mean. Mm. Why can't I leave her alone? It's just a heartbreak country song. All right, moving on. Shaq, when I saw this, I had to laugh. Shaquille O'Neal says the best dating app out there is what?
Wait, I thought he was married. Isn't he married?
I don't know if he's married or not.
He was.
Well, maybe he's not anymore.
Oh, so he's dating. Tinder.
No. He says Instagram.
Oh, so why? So you can slide in?
He said it's easily verifiable. It's free. And Shaq said he tried Tinder and Bumble, but he didn't have any luck. You know why he didn't have any luck on Tinder and Bumble?
He wasn't verified?
The women didn't believe it was really him.
Yeah, I believe that. Wow, he must be single then.
He said he had better luck with Insta and TikTok.
TikTok? Huh. Did not know that. Good for Shaq. Okay.
How bad is social media, you think, for relationships?
I think there's pros and cons. I think if you're in a long distance relationship, I think that could be good.
Well, I'm just thinking about the connections to your old connections.
Yeah.
You know, you got some old flame popping back into your DM or just somebody, you know, hitting on you.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can do that easily. Yeah. If we didn't have social media, you would have to run into the person, but... You know, everyone's spread out now. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Think it could be a problem. Today is National Matchmaker Day.
Speaking of,
we're talking about relationships. Have you ever been a matchmaker? Did you ever, like, set somebody up and it turned out to be successful?
No, I haven't. But I do watch the Million Dollar Matchmaker on TV.
I watch her.
She has a company, and you had to be a millionaire to be in this club, and she matches people up. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So you have to be a millionaire to...
Yeah.
So both parties are millionaires.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So and she hooks them up.
Yeah. So did anybody ever try to matchmake you back in the day?
I don't know, Randy. That was so long ago. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I had a cousin try to matchmake me. Because he and I were dating these sisters, and she broke up with me, and I was pretty bummed. And so then he tried to get me to date their cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was just a little summer fling, then it went away.
Uh-huh.
You know, she left, broke my heart, never heard from her again.
Well, Oh, I don't miss dating at all. That was, when was I dating? Like probably 19 through 24. Ugh. I don't even want to think about those days. I really don't. That's when I was partying, drinking. I lived alone. I had a job.
You were sowing your wild oats.
Yeah.
As they say.
Wild Jamie. So I tend to push that way back in my brain.
You want to forget about it.
I want to forget about it. Yeah. Screw that.
It's funny how much stuff we push back like that, or somebody brings up and we're like, why was I so stupid? Why did I do that?
I know.
What was wrong with me?
My parents had no clue either. Like, they had no clue.
They thought you were just
a little angel
getting up early and going to mass.
Yeah, I'm going to church. See you there, Mom and Dad.
Oh, that's funny. That's going to do it for the Randy and Jamie 10-Minute Morning Show today. Make sure you catch us weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon on KJ97. And we're always right here on the iHeartRadio app.